Today is July 30th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover a cost analysis showing companies could cut a $25,000 a month model bill down to $2,500 through smart routing, a discovery that 95% of one engineer's daily token spend was just recent conversation history, and why a frontier release cadence of one new model every 10 days means your architecture decisions this quarter either save you money or become a liability by next quarter. Let's start with the number that should get your board's attention. Per Forward Futures analysis, cited by Matthew Berman, Moonshot AI's Kimi K2 sits in the top tier of the artificial analysis leaderboard, right behind Claude and ChatGPT in quality, at roughly $5 per million tokens. Closed-source frontier tokens run about $50 per million. That's a 90% cost differential for output that's being independently benchmarked as nearly comparable. Picture the leaderboard chart here. Kimi K2 is clustered just below the top closed-source models on quality, but it's sitting in an entirely different tier on price. The takeaway from that chart isn't that open-weight models have caught up completely, it's that for a large slice of your workload, they're already good enough, and you're paying a premium you don't need to pay. Here's what that means in dollars. A company processing 500 million tokens a month entirely on closed-source models at $50 per million is spending $25,000 monthly. Route 80% of that, the commodity work, drafting, classification, support triage to an open weight model, and reserve closed source capacity only for frontier reasoning tasks. And that bill drops to roughly $2,500 a month. Building that routing and evaluation layer costs an estimated $50,000 to $150,000. With 1 to 2 megaliters or platform engineers working 4 to 8 weeks. The strategic play for your board is straightforward. That's a payback period measured in single-digit months, not years, and it's the kind of infrastructure investment that pays for itself before your next annual vendor review even happens. But there's a wrinkle, and it's important your board hears it too. That same analysis describes open-weight models as, quote, 95% as good on many benchmarks. The residual 5% gap matters disproportionately for high-stakes, low-error-tolerance work. So this isn't a blanket cutover. It's a routing decision that needs per-task quality thresholds, with an evaluation harness gating anything before it migrates. Skip that step, and you're trading a cost problem for a quality control problem. Now, underneath all of this sits a more fundamental architecture issue, and it comes from Nate B. Jones at AI News and Strategy Daily, who tracked his own Codex workspace for a single working day. Across 143 threads, he generated 3.77 billion total tokens. Of those, 3.59 billion, 95.2%, were reused input. That means the model was reprocessing the same prior conversation history on nearly every single call. Jones's own math works out to roughly 20 tokens of retransmitted context for every 1 token of genuinely new user input. This is not a vendor pricing quirk you can negotiate away. LLM APIs are stateless. Memory is simulated by resending the full transcript on every turn, which means message 100 in a thread costs a multiple of message 1 purely from retransmission, independent of how good the model actually is. Building on that, Anthropic's own published research, as cited by Jones, shows a typical multi-tool agent setup wiring in GitHub, Slack, Sentry, and Grafana burns roughly 55,000 tokens in tool definition schemas alone before any actual work begins. That's a fixed tax paid on every call, whether or not that tool ever gets used. Jones is blunt about why this hasn't been fixed upstream. The labs, in his words, have an incentive to get us using the product. More importantly for your operations, that means context hygiene is an engineering discipline your team has to own. It's not a feature you can wait for a vendor to ship. His mitigation approach has 3 tiers. The first is process discipline that costs nothing. start a new thread when the task changes, edit mistakes instead of arguing with the model, and carry forward only the finished artifact between workflow stages rather than the whole debate trail. The second tier is a single command skill called Token Saver, which installs into Codex or Claude code and automates pre-search before file open, enforces output length limits, and blocks pointless retries. The third tier, something Jones calls Ringer, is a local intermediary sitting between your client and the model provider, capable of serving from cache or trimming context to only what's relevant. Worth flagging, Ringer is Jones's own project with no independent benchmark yet, so treat it as a pilot candidate on non-critical workflows, not something to bet a production pipeline on. This all connects to a velocity problem that changes the calculus on any single vendor bet. Per Peter Diamandis and Salim Ismail on the Moonshots podcast, frontier model releases have accelerated from 1 every 60 days back in 2024 to 1 every 10 days since mid-April 2025, a six-fold compression. The practical implication is that any hard-coded single-model integration is now a depreciating asset the moment you ship it. The strategic play for your board is to treat a model-agnostic abstraction layer using something like LightLLM or LangChain's routing pattern as a prerequisite for any agent-based architecture built after mid-2026, not an optional refactor to get to eventually. That layer runs an estimated $40,000 to $80,000 and 6 to 8 weeks for 1 to 2 senior engineers. And it's what lets you swap in whichever model wins the next release cycle without rewriting your call sites. On the Frontier site itself, per Google's July 21st blog post and Logan Kilpatrick's corroborating comments, Gemini 4 pre-training is underway, but Gemini 3.6 Flash is already scoring 83% on the OS World Verified benchmark for autonomous computer use tasks, and is available now via Vertex AI, meaning you don't need to wait for the next headline release to start piloting agentic workflows. Separately, Anthropic's Claude artifacts can generate functional dashboards from a spreadsheet upload in minutes, which is genuinely useful for internal prototyping. But per Skilliopi's walkthrough, it currently has no visible audit trail for published links, and those links are publicly accessible to anyone with the URL. Treat that as a prototyping sandbox only. Any validated finance or customer-facing use case needs to migrate to a governed BI stack with proper access controls before it goes anywhere near production. On the monitoring side, token spend needs to become a dashboard metric, not just a line on an invoice. Instrument your platform for reused input ratio and benchmark it against Jones's 95.2% figure. If you're above that, your context hygiene is behind the curve. Pair this with a quarterly re-benchmarking clause in any AI vendor contract longer than 12 months, because at the release velocity we just covered, annual-only re-evaluation is a stale model risk you're accepting for no reason. Even Stanford's CS229 lectures this spring reinforced the same discipline from a different angle. Researchers found that larger training batch sizes can produce worse training loss but better real-world generalization, which directly contradicts standard optimization theory. The lesson for anyone evaluating a vendor's model claims is to insist on held-out, production validation metrics rather than training loss benchmarks, since the two can diverge sharply. So here's the pairing to carry out of this briefing. The opportunity is real and quantifiable. A routing layer across open and closed weight models can cut a five-figure monthly bill by roughly 90%, while your context hygiene practices claw back a chunk of the 95% reused token waste sitting in your current agent workflows. The risk is just as real. Skip the evaluation harness, treat artifacts or an unvetted local cache as production infrastructure, or lock into a single vendor without an abstraction layer, and you're building on top of a depreciating asset in a market that's reshuffling every 10 days. The move isn't to wait for the labs to fix this. It's to build the routing and monitoring layer this quarter, before your next renewal forces the decision for you. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.